Shemitah Shir, it's Tuesday night, or Le Tesvov Teves. Or Le Tesvov Teves, Tuesday night, Shemitah Shir. Okay, we're on page 231 in the Sefer Shabbos Haaretz. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes in the Rambam. Last week we learned about Hashka'a, different forms of watering. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Ba'osin Ugyos L'Gefanim, they dug like little watering holes. For Gefanim, for vines. Ba'osanugios l'gefanim. Look at the Rambam, page 231. Ba'osanugios l'gefanim on Shvius. Ba'osanasamas amayim ketchila. You can make a fresh ditch, which is going to carry water. Maybe after Shemitah, maybe on Shemitah if it rains, it's going to carry water. Mamalin is on the ko'imayim. That's little like watering holes, so you have the holes, and you can fill it with water. So you're allowed to do these three things. In Halacha Ches, he talks about mashkin beis hashalchin, and how you water trees. And here he says these three things. Now there's a basic machlokes, achronim. What's the pshat in the Rambam here?
It's
very interesting.
What? All
gefanim
or just ugyos
gefanim? No, ugyos. Ugyos is gefanim, but really even ugyos le gefanim is lav davka gefanim, but it's any tree. Any tree. Now, the question is, what is the farmer doing when he makes ugyos le gefanim? So if you look in Rav Kook, Shabbos Haaretz, right, as he starts explaining this halacha, ba'isen ugyos le gefanim, chafiro soviv ha gefanim, he digs into the ground around the gefanim ke'en gumos sheyik betzuba hen mayim, and that's the purpose of the gumos, is that water will be put into them. We're going to see a machlokes what he's doing now, but right now Rav Kook's describing just the metzius, that you make holes and the holes you put water in them. You put water in the hole sheyik betzuba hen mayim. Buadin Shemutalasas came Bezasim, Slav Dafka Gefanim, Venirishuadin Bishori Lonos, Im Yeshorech Bazel, Lookme Ilana. So if Cook's learning that you're putting the water in these holes, and you're watering. It's you're watering and you need it, and it's look, and this is the way they would water these trees. The Chazon Ish has a completely different understanding of this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in the Derech Emuna. They're going to bring it down shortly in the Tosis Shabbos. He says that you're preparing a watering hole. So the question is that called avodas karka? Is that something a farmer does and it's avodas karka? And as such, it would be usher and shvias. We're not talking mitzvah the watering now. It's just the very making of the ugyos. Is it considered avodas karka? So the Rambam is saying it's not. So listen to the way Rav Chaim in Derech Emuna brings down the Chazon Ish. Some of Gimel Chazanish Shvius. The Ugyos Elohein Hechshel Amayim. You have to be more of a Zoris to bring it. Yeah, there has to be more Zerizos in bringing it on Tuesdays. The Ugyos Elohein Hechshel Amayim. Avol Hein Atzpon Einon Shevach. You're not really being Mashbiach the land by making these holes, but you're preparing it for Hashkah. So we're talking about making the holes, not the watering. Chazon Ish learns the avoda that the Rambam is dealing with is making the hole. You're not being mashbiach the karka on one hand, but you're preparing the karka for watering, for growth. But it's a hechsher. It's a hechsher. You know, it's the whole. It's like you'd be machshir the karka to be able to put water there, and then you're going to use the water for different. It's like you make a bore in your karka to water plants with. That's what the Chazon Ish is looking at this. The lechayin lo nechshev is avodas karka, and the reason it's mutter is not luk meilana. So Rav Kook learns luk meilana because he's learning. We're talking about the etzem water that's there. And you're putting water by the plants, and therefore he said it's only luk meilana. Chazon Ish, no, it's lo nechsheves avodas karka. It's a hechsher for working the land, but it's not in itself avodas karka. Afilu osa besof shvius letzorech motzoi shvius muter. Nothing wrong. You're preparing the land to be worked with. Nothing to do with any type of hefsid that'll occur if you don't do it. Okay, so that's the Chazon Ish learns. We'll see. They're going to bring it down in a second. I just wanted to bring it for the Derech Emuna. So this is Rav Kook. Go on to page 232. Yesha Sovrim, and this is the Chazon Ish that we just saw. Yesha, they bring it down. The Tosefta Shabbos. On page 232, Yesha Sovim Shechafiras Uugius Muteres Gam Kshemei Neishhi Rak Hachshara L'Mlocha Belong L'Mlocha Bifnei Atzma. That's what we just saw. Yesha Omrim Sheitiru Lasos Uugius Afidul Beis Habau Boha Hashkoya Asura Bishvias L'Daiton. And that would be again along the lines of the Chazon Ish. So there's Mamash Machlokas, how to understand the Rambam. When he talks about making ugios, is this thing working? Yeah? Okay, I don't think we need it so much, but it would be nice to know if it's working. So it's Mamish Machlokas, what the ugios legafanim are. According to Rav Kook, this is a method of watering, and it's only good lukmi ilana. According to the Chazon Ish, it's like you're making a storage place for water in your field, like you're digging a bore. Okay, a bore for drinking you can certainly dig. No one holds that. It wouldn't even be a chiddush. The chiddush here is that it's something that was dug in the field in order to store water or to put water in order to be mashke the field. So that's the way the Chaim says it. You're not being mashbiach the field per se, but you're preparing it for Zriya. And the Chiddush, and the point is, it's mutter to do that. It's the same Vosinus Amas Amayim Ketchila, meaning even a fresh one, apparently has the same Shaila. Is the Rambam being madgish that it's mutter because of you're allowed to make it, meaning, and have water there? And the point is, look me, Lana. Or it's like saying it's mutter to dig a canal in your field on Shvius. It's not called, like I said to the Chazon Ish, it's not called Hashpach of the field. Now, there's another problem with digging the Amma that the Gemara speaks of, and that's also the Chiddush and the Rambam, that where are you putting the dirt? Apparently, if you dig a canal, and then you have the soft earth that you dug up, so if you put it on the bank, so now it's like being choresh a field. It's like it's something that can now be collate a seed, because you softened the earth, you dug it up, and then you're piling it up on the bank, and apparently it would be a very normal thing to plant there, because you have this soft, mushy earth. So look at Rav Kook. On the Osan. So first of all, there will be the same machlekes why Osan Amas Hamayim. But now there's another angle to it, which Rav Kook talks about here on page 232. The Yesh Omrim Shein Mutter Kiyim Kishechofer Yashlich Asofer Rochok Miagafeha. You don't pile up the dirt on the bank. Kadeshalo Yachshir Tagafeh Lusriya. Because otherwise you're actually being Machshir. These banks, the piles on the sides, you're digging a canal, you're putting the dirt somewhere. So that's called agafeha. So you're being makshir in Luzriya.
The fact that you're kavana and you're not going to music, could that make no difference?
that's a shaila, but that's why yesh omrim that it's osur, either marasayin or maybe it's considered charisha, because l'maisa that's what you're doing. L'chora, it would only be a problem if it was the derech, the plant there.
If it was like, let's say I'm being chorish appeal because I want to put a real estate development there. Would that be awesome?
If you're chorish kederech that it's done for zriya, yeah, probably.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So we had that you're allowed to dig a ditch to store things there, but that's always not derech charisha, not derech. So anyway, here yeshom im shein mutakim shekisha. I don't think it's kedai to go into the etzem shakulatari of the Gemara and why it could be different maskanas of what the Gemara is saying. Vicar Hushain Khila Kamutra Philik Shanosinus offer Samuch Lagafel Gamkain. Khivan Shane Machadin Zriya, but that's not his intention. Gamu Osek Shaloka Derech Hehechu Zriya Shalidecha Risha. It's really not, that's not how you chorish a field. You don't dig up land and pile it up on the sides. Kim Bishino de Khafira Shalha Amo, and a Domala Harisha. Okay, so that's what the Cook says. In the Rambam you don't see anything. The Rambam just talks about Osen Asamas Hamayim. Now we're talking about what do you do with this earth that you dug up as you're making the Amas Hamayim. And again you have this, but the Etzem Heter, again you have the same Shiloh. Yesh, and if you look at the last line on page 232, Yesh Mishamater Lasas Asamas Hamayim Gam Kasher Hadover Eino Nochutz L'Ukmi. That's the Chazon Ish. If you look at the bottom, footnote 15, that's the Chazon Ish, because the Heter has nothing to do with that. The Yesh Misha Osir, and that's Rav Kook, holds that this also is a way of watering the field. That's what the Rambam is referring to, and it's only Mutter L'Ukme. And the same with this third case on page 233, V'malam is on a Kohen Mayim. Yesh Omrim Shemutter L'Haskos Esrilonis Haridei Milay on a Kohen Mayim. Here we go again. It's the third thing. Well, the daitam and the kum him gumas or someone for ilanos the yeshomim shetus and never aggravates our shaychin. The yeshom asked me the vem so he tear. Okay, yeah. Okay, and then the chazanish would argue. The yeshom asked me the vem so he tear a little mali brechos the mayim the tzorach hashkoyes the tear mutaris lacham ikan. Okay, that's just a storage place for water. Okay, we're not going to say an opinion here. I mean, Halacha Ches talked about watering. Halacha Tes is this Halacha. And if you look at Halacha Yud is a major yisod. Like, this is talked about. Look, we look at these protim and that protim, and here in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says the klal. Ubnei tiru kol elu. Now, kol elu, Shalos, where does it start? How far back is the Rambam going? But the Pashtus, because he said a lot of things on Mutter, but I think the normative way of understanding the Rambam is that he's going back to Hashkar, that's all. He's just going back to Halacha Ches. Now, Zanish, Halacha Tes has nothing to do with what the Rambam's about to say in Halacha Yud. Because in Halacha Yud, he's going to say this yisod, that when you're dealing with the Nisod Rabbanon on Shvius, you're allowed to prevent Hefzit. According to the Chazon Ish, Halacha Tes has nothing to do with that. That's funny. Halacha Ches is taka being mashke to avoid Hefzit. Halacha Tes, according to the Chazon Ish, is not flow relevant to that. And Halacha Yud, he says, Umeimai Tiru Kolelu, Shem Lo Yashke, Teos Haoretz Malecha, the Yomus Kol Eitz Shabbat. So here the Rambam is describing a very harsh view of Hefzit. As I said, there's a lot of. Well, we'll learn it inside here. They're going to bring down all the sheets. The Rambam says very harshly, "Teyas haaretz malecha, the yomus kol eitz shabah. The trees will die." Because with your rice, you only have the four malachos described in the Torah as being osur. With your rice, but it goes through alayla when it's a question of this youngest called eight shabbat. Shein osur min haTorah, and we also stay over. We stay told us shalahem kamoi shabiyarnu. Okay, page 234. So really, the Rambam then goes on to say that the rule is going to apply to anything that's a halacha d'rabbanan. And on Shvi'is, virtually everything is a d'rabbanan except for the four things. Katsira, right, Karmacha lotizra, lotizmar, lositzar, lositzar. Halacha she'isurim midrabbanan hutru b'shvias b'shum seder. Now really we saw a few weeks ago that there are achronim that hold that lu'ukme ilana is a different hagadara than seder. There's one thing called lu'ukme ilana which might be more kal, we saw that in the Chazon Ish. If it's more kal, maybe even it would be theoretically mutter in a malacha d'oraisa, if it's l'ukmi. L'ukmi is not called the agricultural avoda that the Torah asked. It's l'ukmi ilona, it's not called avoda's karka. And then there's pseida, which we're going to have now in halacha yud aleph, and that malacha d'rabbanan pseida, and that allows for a lot of wiggle room. Once you accept that pseida is different than l'ukmi ilona, then even if you take a harsh definition of l'ukmi, then it means that it shouldn't die, but then pseida comes in. That they were very, and we're going to see that in the next halacha, that according to, and this is where the whole, again, this touches upon the hetamechira, and it touches upon the whole attitude of being mekil. It comes from these shittas that learn in the Gemara that besides l'ukme ilana, either they make it, it's like it's a gray area. Some just expand the definition of l'ukme. This chilek Rav Wozna in the Chut HaShani, I think it is on Shvius, pushes this barichus. It would be the good eye to see. I really should get the Maramokom. That there's two different dinim, l'ukme ilana and pseidah. And okay. Anyway, so malacha is yisurim and rabbanon hutu b'shvias mishum pseida, even if it's not necessarily ukmi ilana. Even though here in the Rambam there's not that much, there's no chilek. When he's talking about the pseida that the shvias will die, so it's certainly ukmi ilana. Menechlagam b'farshim and kavonas. Okay, but it is accepted that I don't know. Again, it's a shtickle. It's a gray area. It's confusing. But the blurry lines between Seida and Lukmi Ilana.
Doesn't Seida overshadow Lukmi Ilana? Like, isn't Lukmi Ilana?
That's the question. Is there a more. Lukmi Ilana is a Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara. Lukmi Ilana and Avruy Ilana. Avruy Ilana bad, Lukmi Ilana good. Or if not good, but mutter. Then they sneak in the word pseida, maybe because of the next halach in the Rambam that we're going to learn today, based on the Yerushalmi, a very famous Gemara, that they are mater isuri shvius mishum pseida.
Who sneaks in pseida?
The Achronim. All of a sudden they're talking about pseida. Again, I really should get the Chut HaShani from Rambam. Listen, Karelitz, he has an arichus showing that it's two dinim. The din of Ukmi Ilana is one din, and the din of Pseida is a different din. Anyway, Malach is Yisurin Rabbanan Hutum Bishvias Mishum Pseida. Benechluk HaBeforshim Im Kavonas HaDvarim LaHefsid HaIlan HaPri O HaOdom. That's like three possibilities. Once you say the truth is, by Ukmi Ilana, you also have two possibilities. Ukmi Ilana or Ukmi Peri. We had the Rav Kook was very machmir and doesn't allow Ukmi Peri. Or I should say, Ukmi Peri is not a heter. Dakula, the way the Rambam says, the tree is going to die. Others hold Rav Kook, I remember the Chazanish, that look, my peri is also true. Again, it gets blurred with Pseido. Here he talks about three kinds of Pseidos. Hefsara Ilan, Hefsara Pri, Oha Adam. Obviously, when you talk about Pseido, you can talk about Pseido, the person is monetarily going to lose money. Bechay Bashira Hefsin, and there's also a discussion, which we'll have later on, how much is Pseido. The whole crop, half the crop, is it like you find in your Yoredeya, right, have some Godol. Yesh omim shalom kol ha-melochos utu mitam zeh. Not all melochos midrabanan ha-mutter. Yesh mishi itiru beferish mitam zeh rak hashka'a. That's a very severe shita. Yesh omim shalom itiru b'seidu b'makam tircha. Skip that, it's a very... unusual shita, because the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan sort of mixes together Chala Moed and Shvius, even in the first sentence of the Masechta, Maskin Beis HaShalchim and Moed of Shvius. Tircha is really something associated with Chala Moed, not with Shvius. So this is a very V'yeshom v'shigam v'mokam hetzal v'yitir v'lochas ha'mugdoros ka'avoda shebesodah v'shebekerem. Very, very difficult to be magdirit, the chazanish, gidra shal avoyda shem sodom shem bekerem, yesh mefarshim shehi melocha haregila besodos uvekramim, yesh mefarshim shakavana lemelochos chashuvos, very, very unclear. You need either the Mishpatei Oretz from Rabbi Frati's place, or Ketiv Shvius from the Machon HaTor of Oretz. You just have to follow their psukim. It's very unclear. So we have the Chazanish says sometimes Chazal decided to asher Malachos Rabbanon even Mamakom Seder, but they felt it's too much avodah b'sadeh, it's too agricultural, it's too much. And then it becomes like if you learn my cotton, I think Abaye says at the end of the first parak that you can't extrapolate by Malachos Chalamoid. Can't extrapolate. It's very difficult, even though Chalamoy doesn't even seem all that difficult to be magdirin, to make hagdoros. Once you have a hagdora, you extrapolate. You figure out the principle, and once you have the principle, PLE, not PAL. Once you have the principle, you can extrapolate and make tushtels. Abaye says, even though Hilchos Chalamoy does seem pretty mugdorable, hagdorable. But Abaye says, don't bother. It's too hard. Everything, Chalamoy, you just hear Chazal or Matir, hear Chazal Aser, and that's just the way it is. By Shvius, it's certainly like that. Look at the Chazanish. It says, Melacha Rabbanon is Mutam, Mokam Hesed. But sometimes Chazal decided to Aser it. Right, he has those cases where the Rambam says it's mutter, you can't kill the bugs attacking the tree. You could do this, you can't do this. It's unclear. If it sounds unclear, if I sound unclear, it's because it is unclear. Well, it might be I'm unclear also, but it is an unclear area, and that's why you just need to take Lamaisa, they give a rose to the farmers, and they write up pamphlets. I have to get hold of Afratis, of the Machon HaTorah Baritzes, and they just give horos l'chatlo'im l'zehu, and they follow those horos. Yesh mefarshim shakabonah l'molochos anasos pam b'shono, yesh mefarshim shakabonah l'molochos anasos b'guf v'shol kaka, b'guf v'ilon. To what degree do you extend the head that b'mokom seidi you can do a molochah d'rabonon? I don't know if they follow the Chofetz Chaim. I guess they follow the Chazanish, Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, what's it called? Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. I guess they follow the Chazanish Horos. So what won't they do on Shvius, even if it's a Melacha Drabanon, even if it's a Mokum Seder? Quite frankly, I don't know. We should find out, really. Maybe Yisodot follows the Chazon Ish also. We're going to have, in a few weeks, we're going to have someone from Yisodot come and talk about what they do in the field in preparation for Shviyas. Namely, the vines, grapes, Tzmira. They're very happy when it's the sixth year of two Adars, like this year. Last time, Shemitah was two Adars. That was tough. And the sixth year was tough because it was what we call late. But this year it's like very. The weather will very much be Al Hashem. So one Adar, two Adars, what's the difference? But in a normal year, if things go the way they normally go, so Be'ezus Hashem, a sixth year with two Adars is good news. The Rambam doesn't know from Chochma. The Rambam says Malachos Rabbanan Amudim Mishum Seder. But again, that's a little disingenuous because the Rambam describes the Seder that you almost call Eitz Shabbat, and the Achronim chip away at it till it's unrecognizable. Let's go back to 235. Gidrei Aheder Mishum Hefsin. Nechleku ha'achroinim b'sugim shaynim shel hefzid shebegloloi mut alazos malachos b'shviyas. This means, of course, malachos d'rabbanan. Shir ha'nezik. Yesh mi shemashon milashonim shehetiru rak kasher ha'malacha nedreshes limnoa esmos ha'ilon. That's certainly the Rambam's lashon. V'yesh omim shemuta gam kedei limnoa mimenu nezik. Not just if the tree will die, but if the tree will be diminished. Lamatira malachos lamnias nezek yeshom shetiru rak nezek gadol yeshom shetiru af nezek kot. Page 236. Yesh asovim shehuta rak lamnoa nezek shushchiach l'rabim lo memora protish al yochid v'heish v'shamash v'divrayim lahepech. The first sheet of the Chazon Ish. Look at the bottom. They quote the Chazon Ish in footnote 17. Shviyas Asura b'mokum seida, ela b'mokum sheiyefsher lamot hitiru, vein lonu ela dvorim akolulim es harabim, ve'enu kachalamoid. Number three over here. Yesha Sovim shall hitiru malachos mishum hefzer ala kashar hezek uvada yavul emanezek masufakosur uldeyazu yesha Sovim shall hitiru lazus apula ala kashar hamazek var nimtsa. If it's a drabona v'yesh makilim gam kashar hanezek masufak yesha Sovim shall hitiru malachos mishum hefzer ala behefzer shall dover kayim avul ein lahatim mishum hefzer shall dover shadayim loit somach v'yesh makilim gam bezeh. Once you're doing it, Mishum Pseida, this is a big shaila by lawns. The things you're doing, Mishum Pseida, or Ukme, do you have to sit there with an exact. Do you have to calibrate it exactly? Yesh asovim shagam kasher hitiru malachos mitzmichos b'shvias mishum hefzid yesh lamayit kachol ha'efsher ba'asi yosan v'yesh mekilim, that you don't sit there with a measuring cup. V'tokach yesh mishayim yishadav lasos pulo seila al yaday goy yesh asovim shamayachav ha'chacham hitiru muta lachadchila gam al yaday Yisrael. Seder the Hodar Kosu Achreinim LeEsor.
The preference for a guy is because we're not sure if you have to be medayik or the guy. You definitely don't have to be medayik, or in general.
There's always Agadei Goy. There's always. It just lowers the Chaimer HaEsor a notch. So Rav Kook, the Marshal, in his Hodos for the Mechira, always said, we'll see the rules, the safer, his rules were that he has to do all malachas to a guy. He never, you know, as the mechiras chal and it's good, but lemaisa, you know, you always notch it down a bit. You do the malachas while you're there, you don't do the malachas while you're there, yid. When he gave his rules for the het mechira, that was one of them, that all malachas should be done through a guy. So again, really, this is, okay, we're learning the Rambam, we're learning the Sefer Shabbos Aretz, but Lamaisa, you need a Shulchan Aruch for this. It's like learning Hilchos. It's hard. You know, so look at all these sheep. There's always a sheep of this, sheep of that. So you need Lamaisa like that. Same like Ketifa Aretz or like Mishpatei Aretz. You know, they came to a Maskana and they that's what they follow. And they wrote whole rolls for the farmers. Okay, we'll move on now to Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph is a very major inyan. Very major inyan. And many cite this as a big loophole. I don't know if that's the right word. As a big makar, you could say, to allow things on Shvius because of the... because of an oinus. Because of oinus, oinus momen, and again, you have definition, what's oinus momen. So the next Rambam is Halacha Yud Aleph, and really, it's Kedai, and I'm going to read you from the Yerushalmi. It's based on the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, in Yerushalmi Shvius. Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. It's a very famous major Gemara. Like it's a very one of the like Yesodistic Gemaras that you have to know. Like you say, you learned Shvius. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. So it's a Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, or in the Yerushalmi it's called Halacha Beis. The Gemara talks about a Soda Shenis Kafza and a Soda Shenitayva. The Skavtza means, well, the Gemara is going to talk about what it means. In the Bavli, when the Bavli explains the Mishnah, the Skavtza means you took away the thorns. Not Mamish Acharisha, but in a certain sense you prepared the land for Zriah. But not, you aren't Horesh, you took away the thorns that prevent Zriah. On Shabbos it would probably be Charisha. When you sokel a land, it's called take away the rocks. It's a told of Harisha. So they didn't cancel you. Tizara la Motzei Shvius, you can plant it right away. Motzei Shvius, meaning the eighth year, you can plant it. But Shadash and Itayva, which in the Bavli it means you plowed it, mamish, like you plowed it. You did Harisha on Shvius, so they cancelled you that you can't plant the whole eighth year. Can't plant the whole eighth year. The Yerushalmi has a different take on the Mishnah, the chilek between the Skavtza and the Taiva. Taman Omrin, this is the Gemara now, this is the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. Taman Omrin in Bavel, and this is reflected in Talmud Bavli, Benitlu Kotzeha, that Niskavtza means the Kotzim were taken away. Rabbanan dehocha amrin, but the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael say Mishacharash, that it means a Harisha was done, and we're going to see what the Taiva means. And it's Harisha that's called Kibbutz, and that's what the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael say. Al Latayu Rabbanan dehocha, according to the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, that the Skavtza already means Achrash, and the Reisha says you don't cancel him. Ezehu Hatiyuv. So what's the Tiyuv of the Sefer that it says Soda Shenitayva? You do cancel him, that he can't plant on the eighth year. The Gemara answers as follows, according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Kolo Om Chorshin Pa'amachas. Soda Shenitayva means you plowed it once. They used to, I guess the norm was to plow it twice before you planted. each plowing accomplished, I mean, even the first plowing accomplished to a degree that you could plant the field, but it was primarily to get rid of the kotzim. The harisha was to get rid of the kotzim and to get rid of all the junk in the field. And the second harisha, mamish, if you ever did harisha, if you ever saw harisha, you know, if you have firm earth, you can't really plant firm earth. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not sure about the chemistry shavo, or maybe the hashkofa shavo, but you have to, that's what harisha is. Harisha is not just making a beautiful place to put the seed, you're making the earth ro'oi, it has to be soft, it has to be moist, soft, and then you're turning over the earth, and then it's collate the zera, and then the zera disintegrates and grows. If you just stick a seed in firm earth, nothing's going to happen. Harisha is makshir, the sodef is real. Apparently they were chayrish twice. One, to take away the garbage in the field that's going to prevent the growing, and the other one is to make a proper harisha. But that is, it'll come out in the Gemara, it'll be clear that even if you only did one harisha, it helped to a degree, and you could plant it to a degree. And you won't have as productive a crop, but it'll work to some degree. So, according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi says, Kol ha'om chorshin pa'amachas, and that's the Reisha, and the reason they didn't cancel you is because you didn't do anything wrong. We'll see in a moment, the Yerushalmi is going to say, what do you mean you didn't do anything wrong? Like, you were chayrish on Shvius, that's pretty wrong. Yeah, but that's Kol ha'om chorshin pa'amachas, that's the Reisha. The Iluhu, and the Seifa, which is Sadash and the Taiva, again, according to the Bavli, Niskatsu just means you took away thorns. And the thorns might have even been Tolush. Or even if they were Mechubar, maybe, but they weren't Choresh. You just took them out. So that's, you know, and the Taiva means you were Choresh. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the ratio is you were Choresh Pa'amachas, and that's what everyone does on Shvius. Gemara is about to say, huh? And the taiva means you were chorish nepomim, like a really gezunt, the way you really do it. One harisha to get rid of the junk, and another harisha to make it kishmak to plant on. And that's osur. And that's why they canceled him, that he can't plant it the eighth year. The Gemara says, v'chokan, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be chorish and shvius, what's going on? What? Harisha's osur and shvius. Probably with the Oraisa. Either Bechorosh or Akotz and Tishbos goes on Shvius, or Aloch Lamoshe Sinai. We grab the Paschal Aloch Lamoshe Sinai. Bechorosh or Akotz and Tishbos goes on Shabbos. But what's going on here? Amar Rabbi Yisim Rabbun, Tamon in Bovel, I mean, Ein HaMalchus Oineses. There's no Malchus on your head demanding either a share in the crop, income tax based on your crop, or like an arnona type thing based on a percentage of the crop. They're not on your back. There's no oinus malchus. So of course, you're not going to be chayrish and shvius. And even if you were chayrish once, they canceled you, and that's how the Chachmei Bavel learned the Sefer of the Mishnah. So you were chayrish. Bram Hocha in Eretz Yisrael, Hamalchus Onesis. There's a power, I don't know who, the Romans were on the Am's back and they had to pay taxes. You see, this is not so clear. What kind of taxes are we talking about? Is it just talking about they demanded money and you had to have income? And if you didn't have income, you're in trouble? Or they demanded a portion of the produce, so you had to have produce, or else they throw you in jail. Right, it's not just money, but you had to have produce. So, Hamalchus Oineses, they're forcing you to pay taxes, and therefore, you can do one harisha, and that will be enough to produce enough to satisfy the onsim, to satisfy the goyim, to satisfy the malchus that's demanding that you produce. But you could only do it once. So they didn't cancel you because it's mut. We'll see the second why it's a mutter. Well, but the second charish is also because, you know, you have to do something. You have to eat something, treif, let's say, for tzos nefesh. You don't have to put ketchup on it, make it gishmak. So you don't have to be chayrish the second time and produce a gishmak, a crop. The melech doesn't need a gishmak, a crop. You do enough that'll produce the crop that the melech demands. Okay, so the big question here, what in the world is going on? Charish is also on Shvius. Is this you heard about Yabar? Like, what's going on? Why are we so blasé? That's the right word, about being chayrish on Shvius once because the melech's demanding money. So this is Tosis Kasha in Sanhedrin. The famous, when you learn Shvius, you know this Yerushalmi, and the Tosis, I'm going to read from the article of Shvius, they bring down the Tosis in Sanhedrin. It's kedai to see the Tosis. The Sanhedrin of Chavov and Aleph, to be a maskul, Nisharabu Ha'omsen, or Ha'anosen. So Tosfos asks, how can you be matter in this of your rice or to pay taxes? It's only money. What's the heter here? So Tosfos says, one terrace of Tosfos is that this whole Indian is B'Shvius B'Zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan. And they will matter it. Again, the question is, what exactly were they matir and why? Is it because the melech, well some say that the melech will take away the fields. If you lose your field, so that's like a calamity for which Rabbanon will make ill. And since Shvius B'Zman HaZeh is Rabbanon, so they will make ill for monetary reasons. But again, the monetary thing is not just like deep pockets that you'll lose money, but they'll take away the field. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. The second teretz of Tosfos is that it's really pikuach nefesh, because they put you in jail. They put you in jail, and jail is not a very, not like nowadays with color TV, and exercise calisthenics, and you earn a college degree while you're in prison, while you're getting free food, and free medical care, and you know who O. Henry is? Everybody know O. Henry? So he writes a short story about a bomb in the street. And he's homeless. He's trying to go to jail. Because jail, it's warm. They give him 3 square meals a day. They give him clothing, books. It's a life. He's trying to go to jail. Then the short story, so he keeps on doing little petty things. It's Christmas Eve, and then the cop keeps telling him, no, he's Michael, come on. And then, if you know O. Henry stories, then in the last paragraph, he does tshuva. He says, what do I have such a life for? Let me be a protective member of, a productive member of society, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. And then he does something inadvertently, and the cop puts him in jail. Anyway, so jail was not like nowadays jail. It was a pikuach nefesh. So even when Shvius is also in the Araisa, you would be allowed to do this because it was pikuach nefesh. Now there is a general shaila, if you can be over an Issa Drabonon, to say, you're not allowed to do an Issa D'Oraisa even if you're going to lose all your money. Right? It's hard to hear. Even what's Yavar Val Yehoreg, but you have to lose all your money. Right? The Chofetz Chaim keeps reminding us that in Hilchos Lashon Hara. When you have a job, the job demands that you have to talk Lashon Hara, or else you're going to be fired. You're going to lose all your money. But what about for an Issa D'Rabbanan? You have to lose all your money for this and the Rabbanon. So the Minchas Chinuch says you do not have a raya from the first teretz of Tosfos, that it's mutter from the first teretz, because this is a special case that they will matter this Isser if you're going to lose the field. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's talking about you're going to lose the field. Okay, we'll stop here. And this becomes... This became like a weapon in the Mechira Wars, that if you're going to lose the field, there's no goyim taking away the field, but if you're going to lose the field, then shvius, what Tyson's actually saying, the very start of, we won't call it a makom seida, but even if you lose the field, then if shvius bezman hazeh drabonon, that's like a, because you're doing a malacha d'oraisa, you're doing kadisha. So Tyson says shvius bezman hazeh drabonon, and you're allowed to do things that you shouldn't lose the field. So that, you see already, you're going to lose the field. Shvius bezman hazeh drabonon is like a, so to speak, a shvach of drabonon. Then you start with shvius bezman hazeh drabonon, and you're only going to do malachas drabonon, and you're going to do malachas drabonon al yedei goy, and you sold the field officially, let's even call it haroma. Let's even call it haroma. But if, so that, I don't know, this is like, in the pulmut of the Hetta Mechira, this Rishalmi becomes very prominent. That, Rishalmi, as explained by the Tosfos in, the Tosfos of Sanhedrin, that's called
Vav. In general, Hetta Mechira is always going
on? No, unfortunately. What Mechon HaTorah Va'oretz, when they do mechira at the end of the year, when they feel they need to keep the supplies coming so that people will stay in the system, so they followed with Kuk Sa'oros. And one of their tainas is that with Kuk Sa'oros are not being followed. You know, so like I said, it's a common thing in the world of Sak that if a Poisik Paskins a very lenient heter, but he says they can only do it under five conditions, 10 years later they're doing the heter and no one remembers any of the conditions. It's a fact of life. You know, you can make someone give a get if the following five conditions are met. So in 10 years they're doing it. That's life. That's how it goes. So that happened with the heter mechira, and they want to be, you know, I don't want to borrow a phrase from the Sfaradim, Machzer HaTorah LeYoishma. So first of all, they want to do without the Mechira. For ideological reasons. I don't know if they hold it, it's not for me to say, but they, you know, the idea of selling our soul to a goy is anathema. These are like real... I recommend, there's a book now in English called Rebels in the Holy Land. Did I say it last week? You gotta get the book. It's unbelievable. You see how it's about the first settlers, the early first settlers in the 1800s and early 1900s in Eretz Yisrael, and how with Baron Rothschild, and how they worked the land. But half to three quarters of the book is about Shemitah, how they were chalashing to keep Shemitah, and the pressures that were on them, and the Rabbonim in Europe, and Shmuel Salant, and it has all the original documents. A fascinating, fascinating book. Bechlal, it's a great book. I mean, you see what Mesiras Nefesh is. Now, these people with Moser Nefesh to come back to Eretz Yisrael and build up Eretz Yisrael. It's really phenomenal. You're talking about Haredim. You're talking about like regular East European Jews. East European Jews. And they were all inspired to come here and build up the land. And the way they were, it's not to be ma'amin, the Mesiras Nefesh. I mean, there's plenty of books about it. It just came out. And it's Mesiras Nefesh through chayli and through deprivation and the way they live. But a lot of the books about Shemitah is very, very instructive. Anyway, so Rav Kook gave horos how to do it. Well, Rav Kook said that, you know, it was these people that went, a lot of the Moshavim went to Europe, went to Yitzhak HaChal HaSpekter, went to the Netziv, and they said, you know, we're going to lose the land. This Yerushalmi becomes very important. We're going to lose. Then they said, we're going to lose. Now, so that's one of the times. Nobody's losing any land now. You're just losing money. So is it losing money or is it just losing the land? That's one of the issues. But here we're not talking about Mechira, remember. We're talking about working the land. Not like We're talking about Tysus's heter, the Shiz Mazeder Abanon, is working the land, that they were matter to work the land, mamish, so that you should lose it. So they went, and they wanted that. So like, the selling is already was a frumkeit, you have to understand. If they felt they're going to lose the land, they were surrounded by, it wasn't like nowadays, you know. Well, we're surrounded by Arabs now too, but the Arabs have 70,000 missiles. But they were surrounded by Arabs that were just waiting for them to not work the land on Shemitah, and they would like go in there, I don't know, you have to read the book. But they felt they would lose the land. So you can make a good case that it's mutter to do Shviz Mzana Seder Abana, and you're doing even a Blacha Deraisa. So you start piling up Blachas Drabana, and Blachas Drabana, and they go. Then they came up with this Mechira idea, but the Mechira was like a Chumrah. It's like they call it now, but the Mechana Torah Baris calls it Heta Mechira L'Chumrah, because they're doing it. Because they do it in lands that are not so clear. It's Oilei, you have Oilei Bavel and Oilei Mitzrayim. So they do it like they do it in gray areas. They do mechira at the end of the season. They have different codes. At the end of the season, they do regular heta mechira, which always was of cook's horos. Like 10 conditions or whatever it is, 5 conditions. It's in the beginning of the book. You have but even during the year, that's why the codes are important, because they have a code for every type, and not so much the end of the year when they just run out, but even during the year, and not in the beginning. I think after Pesach of Shemitah, they start with Mechiras, so first they start with certain areas where they do Mechiras, or anyway, either Oilei, questionable Oilei Mitzrayim, or what else? I forgot already. Anyway, okay.